For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt. September 9th marks the beginning of National Suicide Prevention Week, and experts in the field say the key to prevention is knowing how to react to something that could be construed as a red flag. Many have been affected by suicide, a friend, family member, or coworker perhaps, but even those who haven't been personally touched by this tragedy do have their stories.
I got a text about 2 o'clock in the morning saying, "Mr. Bob, I'm thinking of killing myself."
The guy on the other end of that text was Bob Cummings. Cummings has worked in mental health and ministry for about 30 years. For the past 3, he's been at Red Oak Recovery, a family of addiction and recovery programs across the region.
A lot of the people who come to the program because of the substance abuse, because of the mental health issues, have suicidal issues or suicidal tendencies, or they're thinking about it, or they've thought about it in the past. So all the staff are trying to deal with it.
Cummings is a trainer in something called the QPR method of suicide prevention, created in 1995 by Dr. Paul Quinette.
Q stands for question. P stands for persuade, and R stands for refer.
Quinette's research showed that suicidal people often drop hints in a subconscious effort to reach out for help. QPR teaches people how to spot red flags and what to do about them. Like CPR, QPR is an emergency medical intervention, but performed by peers, friends, family, or coworkers.
If someone's having a heart attack, I'm not going to diagnose, I'm not going to do a protracted appointment with them. I'm going to take care of them right here and now, and then I'm going to call a higher level of care and get the higher level of care in here. And QPR is the same thing.
The American Foundation for Suicide Prevention says that almost 45,000 people choose to end their lives each year. That's roughly 1.3 out of every 10,000, making it the 10th leading cause of death in the United States. But it's also probably the most preventable, and according to Cummings, QPR can even help those without a clinical or professional background deal with that 2 a.m. text like he did.
This was 5 years ago. She's in college now. We're Facebook buddies, and she texts me the other day and says, "Bob, I want to work at Red Oak with you."
Cummings will hold a free QPR training session on Monday, September 10th at the Folkmoot Friendship Center in Waynesville. For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt.